We're back inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Matt Chatham, Scott Zolak. Patriots this week continues, guys, and while the Pats suffered their second loss, Carolina came perilously close to suffering its first loss, but Cam Newton leads Carolina to a win at New Orleans. Is he indeed the front runner for the MVP?
Yeah, I think it's switched this week, absolutely. I think it's a two-man race prior to this with Tom Brady, with Cam Newton. But to see the lack of help he has on the outside with his big receiver going down in preseason, they just continue to fight, whether it's, you know, making a throw. And he made a throw in that game against the Saints. He was completely flat-footed, looking to the left, steps left, throws back to the right. It's about 50 yards on a dime. He's pretty impressive.
I think the nice contrast here is what happened a week ago. Carolina came out and got in the hole early against the Saints. And you look at the Patriots, they jumped up 14-0. So I think they are where they are because they finished better than they did.
Meanwhile, the New York Giants aren't finishing. If you take out the final 75 seconds of games this year, they would be 10-2. Instead, they blow another late lead, a 10-point advantage. New York has an opportunity to kick a field goal. Yeah. Tom Coughlin elects to go for it on fourth down. It fails miserably. The Jets come back and win an OT.
Decent special team story there as well. You haven't seen Josh Brown miss field goals this week, much of this season, if at all, and he misses them in that game. So, yeah, I think situationally is kind of where they get the heat down there. I think Tom always has gotten the right guys in the building to do his stuff, but they don't win as often in some of those close moments. I think that causes some of the tension down
there.
This
was the most alarming one because the Jets had 10 points with 6 minutes left, and they had the ball 4th-and-2 inside the 10-yard line. You kick the field goal to go up 13 points on a team that has only scored 10 points up to that point. That's a bad one for Coughlin there. The other ones, you could say, okay, maybe Manning mismanaged the clock. Poor decisions, threw it away, didn't keep the clock moving, lost track of timeouts, all that stuff. I don't know how Tom Coughlin overcomes this one. I really don't.
Does anybody want to get into an up-and-down contest with the Pittsburgh Steelers? Not quite in the playoff picture, but getting there.
This guy.
And they're going to have a big impact on the playoff seedings because they've got Cincinnati and Denver.
It's one team I don't want to see in the playoffs.
But
we
talked about that week one. We talked about in the event that these guys get the guy they actually still don't have, which they don't have Le'Veon Bell, so that sort of hypothetical isn't on the table anymore.
The back they got is pretty damn good.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's
no drop-off there. I think the biggest issue for them, though, what makes them scary is Marcus Wheaton, and I know that's not a name that's going to jump off the – but because Martavius Bennis is good, or Martavius Bryant is so good, Antonio Brown is so good, but you always find this in a league. If they're good at the third spot, the fourth spot, they're doing this without Heath Miller. Didn't play a week ago. But when you start having 150, Wheaton's had 200-yard games. When you get that out of your third leg, you don't know where to shift coverage and you become very dangerous.
Meanwhile, the Patriots back on a Sunday night stage. We'll see if they're ready for prime time coming up in our next segment here on Patriots This Week.